Hi, thank you for being here. The peer navigation program was set up with the intention of putting the positive person in the forefront of the response to the HIV diagnosis. There are three peer navs, there are three peer navigators at Living Positive Victoria. There's Anth McCarthy, there's Sarah Fegan, and then there's I, Ashwin. As a team, we set out into the community with an understanding that besides responding to new diagnoses of HIV, there would be opportunities to re-engage in services persons who have faced an earlier diagnosis but had either yet to deal with it or have fallen out of care. The intent behind including the positive person, us, in the response was to enable the client access to their positive peers. The aim was to improve treatment readiness, to ensure that people living with HIV understand the action required to stop transmission, and thirdly, to combat stigma. Although the clients we engage with vary, belonging to different communities, the prevalence of stigma, both in external and internal, exists. As responders to HIV diagnosis, we found ourselves having to navigate outdated misconceptions about HIV. Although HIV is the commonality which connects us as peer navigators with our clients, it is the other intersections at which we meet our clients that allow us to more effectively quash stigma. I am able to engage with Medicaid ineligible international students and be able to reassure them that there is a way to stay, because I myself have been in that place once before. Anth is able to reassure his clients through sharing his narrative. He's a straight man, heterosexual, serodiscordant relationship, has children, and is living testimony of the impact of staying in care and engaging in support services. Sarah is better able to support her clients because of her experiences as a sex worker and an IDU user. It's based off a poster. So if you have questions, poster 382-530, wine and cheese, I'll be there. It's my first presentation, sorry. In closing, the impact of the meaningful involvement of people affected by HIV and AIDS in our response to the newly diagnosed needs to be considered. Thank you.